Now we turn to a story about a legendary rock band from Japan. It's Shonen Knife, a trio of women. And for over 35 years, they've been serving up bubbly punk songs with a delicious twist. A lot of their songs are about food, with titles like Wasabi, Hot Chocolate, and Sushi Bar. The band's latest adventure is a ramen rock tour of the U.S. Here's NPR's Maria Godoy, host of our food blog, The Salt.
Yeah, you heard that right. A rock band on a ramen tour. Why ramen? Well, ramen is really like Japanese soul food, and it's becoming all the rage here in America. So, to promote their latest album called Adventure, Shonen Knife has embarked on what it calls the Ramen Adventure Tour of the U.S. By night, they play gigs. By day, they sample ramen from cities around the country.
Okay, I will take a shoyu ramen.
I want to have a seo ramen.
I met up with them at Haikon, a hip ramen restaurant in Washington, D.C.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I play the drums.
Hello, I'm Atsuko. I play the bass guitar.
Hi, I'm Naoko. I play the guitar.
Atsuko and Naoko are sisters. Like Cher or Beyonce, all three ladies go by first names only. Naoko is the most fluent in English and does most of the talking. I kick off by asking the obvious. Why go on a ramen tour?
Sushi is already very popular, but ramen is now happening in America.
And, oh yeah, they happen to have an anthem called Ramen Rock. Naoko and Atsuko formed Shonen Knife in the early 1980s in Osaka, Japan. They were inspired by pop punk bands like the Ramones. Naoko has always been the front woman. And from the very beginning, many of their songs have been about food.
When I started to Shonen Knife, I was ashamed to write about love.
Naoko says romantic love, the standard stuff of music lyrics, was just too embarrassing to think about. But love of food? That was another story.
I found that eating delicious food is the most important thing for people. It's a kind of universal topic.
So is dieting. Naoko, who is quite petite, says the need to curb her love of cookies inspired this song. In the early 90s, Shonen Knife's catchy, playful songs attracted some pretty influential fans, like alt-rock giant Sonic Youth. In 1991, Shonen Knife was asked to join Nirvana on tour. At the time, Naoko says, she'd never heard of Kurt Cobain and company.
I was so scared because their looking was very wild.
That was just as Nirvana's seminal album Nevermind was blowing up. But as Cobain told MTV News a couple of years later, he was the one in awe of Shonen Knife, watching them perform every night.
I was an emotional sap the whole time. I cried every night.
You couldn't help it.
Unlike Nirvana, Shonen Knife never made it huge. But over the decades, the band has remained a cult favorite. A couple of hours after our ramen dinner, they took the stage at DC's Black Cat. And they kicked things off with a song called Banana Chips. Of course. Shonen Knife will be on tour in the U.S. through the end of May. Maria Godoy, NPR News.